everybody, this is China. I haven't been on here in like so long. And the reason for that is it's just I got to a point where I was feeling very uninspired. Really, really uninspired to do this because, you know, I didn't think that like my podcast would really, really go far. And my main objective, you know, doing a podcast like most is to captivate my audience. And, you know, I do a vast majority of topics, you know, whether it's relationships, just being inspired. I did a podcast on Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. So it's just like I haven't really decided, excuse me, what I wanted my podcast to be about. So it just really threw me off my rocker a bit. And I have so many things that, you know, like I want to share. And a topic that I want to talk about is dealing with people with children. I started dealing with someone who has two children. And, you know, it was really, really hard. And I think, you know, sometimes as women, we know what it's like to be judged on a daily basis because it's a double standard when it comes to women. You get what I'm saying? And there's so many things that we're judged about, whether it's how we wear our clothes, whether it's how we communicate with the opposite sex, how we present ourselves on social media. So, you know, so many things. And, you know, when we deal with men, you know, we want to be understanding because we function more on an emotional level. You get what I'm saying? So when we deal with guys, basically, it's like we want to be understanding and, you know, we don't want to be judgmental because we know how it feels to be judged. So that's like if, you know, we had children, you know, we would want a man to, you know, accept us for all that we come with. And that's one of the main things that we want when we do deal with men, whether we have children, whether we have a psycho ex, you know, we want them to understand that we're all for them. So, you know, back to the topic of dealing with someone with children, you know, I was willing to accept his two children. I'm 23 years old. He's 22 years old, two children, a four-year-old and a four-month-old, and his child's mother is 21. So, you know, it's not really a big age difference. You know, I just have a very mature mind. And basically, dealing with someone who has a baby mother who is very, very immature, it can cause an emotional, you know, dividing between you and the person that you're dealing with. And when I say that, I just mean that, you know, you have a lot of women who are bitter, who want to keep the children away because they're not with their children's father. And when you have a man who goes above and beyond for their children, and the woman is really doing everything in her power to manipulate the man into being with them, or using the children as a pawn to get what they want, it's a lot. Especially when you're not in a place where you can be verbal or express how you feel and what's being done to your significant other. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, that's basically what went on with me. Excuse me. I'm dealing with someone who goes above and beyond for their children. Above and beyond in so many major ways. And it's just like he has to pay to see his children. She keeps the kids away from him. And you know, you start to notice the emotional baggage that your significant other tends to carry. And as him being the man with a baby mother and a girlfriend, it makes it very hard. And let me also make this, you know, well known. I don't only take his side, you know, just because I'm dealing with him, because I'm sure he has done things too. But at the end of the day, You know, you have to move on for the children. And when you're that woman who wants to have a sit down with their child's mother and come to an agreement and figure out, you know, how can we all make this a positive environment for the children, and that woman doesn't want to do that, it makes it very hard. It makes it very hard to sit back and watch a significant other go through all of these emotional changes and phases, and then there's nothing that you can do about it. Also, another thing that's really hard is when you want children, and by you having a child, what that basically does, it makes them feel some type of way. And then that's more of a dilemma, because now if you have someone who's bitter and negative, now they don't want your children around the children that was before your child. So it's so many things that us as women, when we accept people's children, that we have to really sit back and analyze, because there's so many things. Just knowing that you're not going to be number one, and that's a topic that a lot of women don't like to speak on. You get what I'm saying? And I'm going to say the things that people are afraid to say. When you want a child with someone, and this is not your first child together. Like, it's your first child, but it's not theirs. You get what I'm saying? Or, you know, you basically have to watch them interact with the children's mother for the kids. Like, it's so many different dynamics to accepting a child. And then there's just so much when you're a vocal person that you have to take the back seat on. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that you can't speak about. So it's different levels of strength that you have to have when you're dealing with people who have children. It's like, it's just, it's super, super hard. And especially, like I said, when you're not dealing with someone who is mature enough to handle you now coming into the picture and being around their children. I'm the type of person that if I'm now the girlfriend and I become a potential wife, I want to be able to be around you and function with you and be a family, all three of us. So when you don't have that and you're trying to create your own family aside from the family that was prior to you, that one person who has those children can just change the whole dynamic of your relationship. And it's a big emotional toll when there is a person in the picture, whether there's a baby father or a baby mother, when they're bitter. And that's something that, you know, I'm going through at the moment. Because at the end of the day, you cannot compete with a child, and you cannot compete with someone who has children. You just can't. And there's going to be times where you want it to be all about you, and it's not. It's times where you want the family dynamic and you can't. It's like it's a big separation. It's like this person has a family over here and then you're just there. It's like it's just so much that comes with that. And you know, my advice to everyone is to really analyze what's going on and how you're going to deal with it. Because sometimes, you know, you're just thinking of the cute kids and buying them things and being supportive, and might go to a basketball game or a football game, but it's so much more than that. It's times where you're going to feel lonely. It's times where you're going to feel left out. There's times where there may be a Thanksgiving dinner and she's there and the kids is there, or you're feeling out of place because you don't have any children, or you're feeling out of place because this is the woman who's been the family or in the family before you've came along. And then, you know, we're also dealing with the idea of thinking, does he still love her? Does he still care for her? You know, as women, we have this attitude where we want to be number one. We want to be the number one lady in your life. We want to have your first child. It's so much that comes with that. And I really don't know if my message was clear, Because when I do my podcast, I don't do things scripted. I just, you know, go off the head of, you know, with what I'm saying. And, you know, me and him, we decided to take a break because of that. I don't know how to be around somebody that I love and that I care about, and I have to watch them go through this emotional draining, and I feel like I can't say anything. I feel like I can't communicate with this woman as a woman about how we can basically elevate as a unit for these children. It's hard to be a woman in a man's life and have to deal with a little girl with children. You get what I'm saying? When you have to sit around and watch the man that you love and you're trying to love be manipulated by a woman, or a woman who's using her children as pawns for manipulation, for negative uses. You get what I'm saying? When you have to watch children be pulled in the middle of a situation because someone is emotionally unstable. You know, where a woman is not thinking about, how is this hurting my children? So you have to understand that it goes further than just being supportive of the person that you love. Sometimes being with them and trying to support them, it becomes an emotional strain on you, because you have to watch this person go through all this negativity and you can't say nothing. And then the idea of thinking like, wow, if this was with me, I wouldn't be putting them through that. And just knowing that you cannot change this. This is something that you have to accept. And then also dealing with the feeling of, but if I walk away, I'm giving up on them. Sometimes that support of supporting a man and his children with a negative, bitter baby mother only brings your vibrations down. It's like, it's super hard. It really is super, super hard. Or you want to give them a child because you love them, and now they done went through so much with a past love. Now you don't have that opportunity to give them that amazing feeling of having a child and being happy. But I'm going to be back later with another podcast. I hope that y'all really enjoyed this podcast, and I really hope that the message was clear. And I hope that I got my message across correctly. But I'll definitely be back with more episodes. But I love y'all and thank y'all for listening.